Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Danny, you mentioned it was not a great day yesterday for the locals.
No, sir.
Let's get into a quick little recap of the night that was. Starting with opening day, we took you up to first pitch with Charlie and Dave yesterday. Nats inaugurated their 2024 season. Nice little kick to the shins.
Yeah.
As the Nats got things going.
But
good precursor probably of some things to come.
Sure.
Only real disappointment I had was Josiah Gray throwing the ball the way he did in his first ever opening day start. Couple of home runs. Problem 2 years ago when he led the league in that category. Last year was much better in that regard. 8 hits, 7 runs all earned with 2 home runs allowed for Gray, who lasted just 4 innings. So that was disappointing. And I don't know who Nick Martini is. The 33-year-old Illinois native, former 7th-round pick, who yesterday homered not once but twice for the Cincinnati Reds, but he can kick all the rocks, that guy.
Hey, welcome to the Dylan G All-Stars. That is the classic DC sports thing, where a guy that otherwise he'll probably hit 5 or 6 the rest of the year, but so comfortable against Washington, blasting balls into the stratosphere.
This is one of those situations where if this was a playoff series, which...
Easy. Come on. We're having fun.
It's not.
It's not.
You would have to take martinis off of the menu at all the bars, mm-hmm. like sports bars or, right. or places in D.C. We're not going to drink those anymore around here for a little while after his 2 home runs. But I was happy for Eddie Rosario. They signed him during spring training. And he made his Nats debut yesterday. This is a former NLCS MVP with 20 bombs last year. He hit a bolt in his first game. And by the way, that ball was crushed.
That was hit.
I didn't realize Braves fans love him. I guess they should because he was the NLCS
MVP. Took him to a World Series. Yeah.
I tweeted out the home run. No Nats fans cared. But man, was I like going viral among angry Braves fans who were upset that he's no longer there. So I guess you're an NLCS MVP. They want you to hang around for a little while longer than a couple seasons.
You can do no wrong.
As heard on 106.7 The Fan yesterday, this was kind of the lone bright spot for the Nationals, minus the kind of.
Now Pagan to the belt. Meneses on the move, the 3-2. Swinging a long drive to right field. Back on this one, Fraley looking up at the wall, and there it goes. The Nationals are on the board with a long home run for Eddie Rosario. About 10 rows deep into the right field seats. In his Nats debut, home run number 1. And runs number 1 and 2 here in 2024 for the Nationals.
Tell him, Dave Jagler, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. You also heard the Caps game last night right here on The Fan, unfortunately.
Yep.
There's no good transition, so I'll try. Speaking of teams that got crushed and only had one highlight, the Capitals lost to the Maple Leafs 5-1. I thought the matchup might work out in the Caps' favor because Toronto was down some key players. Now, Austin Matthews, who had 59 goals going into the game, did play in the contest. The Caps finish a distant second. Nick Dowd with the only goal of the game for Washington. He scored in back-to-back. The only good news I can give you, Danny, Flyers got destroyed. Red Wings got demolished. Those are the two teams that the Caps are gunning with for playoff positioning in both the Metro Division. Got to be third or better to get in, or the wild card where only two teams get in. They got plenty of help on the out-of-town scoreboard, but didn't help themselves very much.
Here's my good news. They don't play Toronto anymore. The only team to beat them in the last 2 weeks is Toronto, and that's by a combined 12-4 score. I'm good on seeing Toronto for a long time. If they match up in the playoffs, I will not be excited about that. Someone else can play and beat Toronto. That's fine. Whatever that matchup is, however that goes, Toronto constantly constantly threatening to score in very creative ways and exciting ways. It's almost like they're doing like a little like checkmark challenge where it's like score with like a tic-tac-toe play, score after a turnover, score on an odd man rush, and they're filling all their bingo boxes. They are terrifying. I don't know how they lose. Every time I've seen them, they have been absolutely dominant on stilts. It's unreal. I hate them so much. I'm good on playing Toronto in this calendar year.
I was watching the game last night with Bruce Boudreau, the former Capitals head coach.
It's not bad.
Yeah, pretty cool way to watch a hockey game, right? And was asking him, you know, they have 10 games left at this point. How many games does he think they need to win to make the playoffs? And it sounded like he thinks at least 6 to have a shot, and like 7 would definitely get them in. Now, that seems like a tall order when you look at who they're playing still. Boston, really good team tomorrow night at Capital One Arena, 7 o'clock puck drop. The Hurricanes on April 5th. The Lightning on April 13th. The
Boston
Bruins
again. Yep.
April 15th. And then there are just a bunch of toss-up games against teams that you're either kind of even with or a little better than in the standings. I'm thinking the Sabres, the Penguins, the Red Wings, the Flyers, which are obviously the massive games. But if 12 points is the minimum, man, would it be big to get at least one and get to overtime against the Bruins at home tomorrow night.
As you start to do the math, right, you're a point behind Philadelphia.
Who you play for the final game of the season.
And who you play.
By the way, those tickets would be good to get.
Yeah.
April 16th, now that game's in Philly, that'd be a hell of a fun way to watch a hockey game.
So you stay within a point or two of them, a couple games in hand for the Capitals. But if you stay within a point of them, that's the easiest and truest path, right, is within the division. If you can catch Philadelphia, you don't worry about 3 or 4 other teams, like what Detroit's doing, or you know if Tampa kind of falls off. You don't have to worry about anything. You just are trying to attack Philadelphia. That's the way to do it. So, yeah, I mean, because they played so well here lately, non-Toronto division,
yeah,
they've given themselves a chance to have these really meaningful games, but that's the problem. You're playing nothing but meaningful games, seems like, every night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.